Truck Chat Freestyle for August 11th, 2015. Dog Days of Podcasting, Season 4, Episode 8. Hello, and join me on another walk. Oh, man, I am feeling so much better. Pardon the background noise. Walking down the big street. In fact, I should just duck into this quieter neighborhood across the street from us. Then we won't hear so much road noise. Feeling much better than yesterday. Wow, I woke up and my head felt like a brick. It was just, ugh. And it couldn't shake it for most of the day. Took a couple of naps during the day, took some Tylenol. I think eventually by dinner time I was feeling somewhat humid again. But it must have just been a 24-hour thing, because feeling back to normal today, which feels really good. A little postscript about yesterday's show where I played my sister Julie singing. I should note that my daughter Julie is named after my sister Julie. And we cleared that with my parents before she was born and everything. So, like, if this is a girl, we'd like to name her Julie Marie. And I think I mentioned also that I'm from a large family. When we get into the comic book things, 9 kids. I am number 6. And my sister Julie was number 2. So she's about 7 years older, or was about 7 years older than me. And I miss her dearly. But the one consolation I have is that this is really, a lot of people may, I'll get to the earbuds in a second. A lot of people fear the unknown. They fear death. I really don't. I'm looking forward to seeing my sister. I miss her and I want to see her again, and I look forward to that. So that's just a little spiritual thing for you today. And I thought the quieter neighborhood was quieter. Anywho, trying on some new earbuds today. I finally cracked open the Apple earbuds that came with my iPhone 6 Plus. And I think they were the same ones that came with the iPhone 5 a couple of years ago. Not the kind that are circular and point straight into your ear, but the little goofier looking ones. They kind of look a little more retro. And you look at them and go, where's the sound come out? And there's this little hole on the side. I don't know if you've seen them up close, but I've been resistant to trying them because, well, you can hear, they're picking up a little bit of wind on the microphone, but that's that inline mic. See, Boss Jock likes to have, I wonder if I should just put like a dead cat or something over this. Loves to have the microphone and earbuds plugged in. I have several pairs of Bluetooth headphones that I wish I could use, but it always says, hey, you're disconnected and I can't really hear what's being recorded. So it doesn't work quite right. Now that I think about it, I might be able to use the one set of Bluetooth that has the wire. I'll have to try that. That might work better. Keep experimenting. That's what it's all about. But I also thought these headphones would work better for falling asleep, because the Bluetooth ones, nice that they're not corded, they do stick out of the ear a little bit there. Kind of sheltered behind a wall, and the wind is from a different direction, so that should help. These would help fall asleep. I often put on like a Pandora massage music station to help fall asleep. So maybe these will help. Testing them out. Not sure they'll stay in my ears. They feel like they're about to fall out any second. But life is one big experiment. Let's keep going on. I was on Chris Moody's show last night, if you've listened to the Dog Days of Podcasting. That was fun. We did a little editing, but it kind of jumped right into it. Good to talk to him. Apparently, I apologize for not remembering that we met at Dragon Con. It happens. Getting old. I can't remember everybody I meet every day. I have a hard enough time when we get more than about 3 or 4 people at church. Hi, I'm Sarah. Hi, I'm Ted. This is my wife, Mary. Okay, I got Sarah, Ted, and Mary. please stop there, because if we're in a large setting, I'm not going to remember anymore. But about 3 to 5 at a time I can handle. DragonCon was one big weekend of new faces and names. So, Chris, I apologize. I will remember you now that we've, quote-unquote, worked together on a podcast. So it's good talking to him. I was supposed to be on Melissa Bartel's podcast last night, but about a half hour, an hour before we were scheduled to record, she sent me a message and said, can we reschedule? I said, what's up? And she said, drop my laptop. It's still working and everything, but the lid won't open or close or something. I'll let her go into the details on her show. We're going to then try and record with the desktop, but we rescheduled. We'll record in a few more days, so look forward to doing that. She's got an interview-style thing set up with 10 fixed questions. I was hoping to be the first, but who knows? By August 20th, maybe there will be a few ahead of me that will give me some ideas for better answers than what I've got. I just realized I have no idea where I'm going. Once again, I've been walking and talking and not paying attention. So maybe I better turn around since this podcast is pretty much at the halfway point. The only other bit of personal news on this, should have mentioned, Chuck Chat Freestyle is an audio blog, audio diary of my life. Take a little sneak peek into the window of what I do and when I'm not podcasting. I tweaked the misters last night, and I thought I had all the parts. The misters are these little atomizing deals that go around the patio, so when you plug in a hose, they spray water, but it's in such a fine mist that it cools you down. Very popular here in Arizona during the hot summer months. And, when we had the patio redone, we didn't want the slope of the patio to drain into the pool. So we thought we could cut back on some of that by adding gutters on the back side of the house. Well, the way that the piping from the misters run under the eaves, and then where they come out, they run into the gutter. So I had to move the 290 degrees out about 6 inches, 8 inches. And oddly enough, when I rebuilt these things last, what was it, February, I happened to be listening to Michael Butler, and I think he was doing his preview of the new AC/DC album, or what was new at that time. And coincidentally, as I was doing this smaller tweak job, I was listening to a smaller version of the Rock and Roll Geek Show. So thank you, Michael, for ever being associated with me working on the misters around our patio. That will be eternally etched into my brain. So now whenever I hear the Rock and Roll Geek Show, I'll think of the misters, and when I work on the misters, I gotta go reach for the Rock and Roll Geek, I guess. Let's get on to the review. Make this one short as can be. It is a book. I have not done a book yet. I don't read many books. In fact, I technically don't read a lot other than the technical stuff I do for work. I tend to listen to audiobooks. I subscribe to audible.com, and obviously my listening capability right now is much lower because I'm doing my best to keep up with the Dog Days of Podcasting crew. And the audiobook I have chosen, when did I listen to this? April, I think. The book is Unbroken. Yes, there is a movie, and I started watching the movie, and I did not like it. It skipped too much, like many book-to-movie translations do, because they're trying to get a lot into 2 or 3 hours, when this is a story of a man's life, and quite a story. Louis Zamperini, he was an Olympic hopeful. He started running, and his older brother was his early coach, kept him going, and he was headed for the Olympics when he was sent off to World War II. Wow, there is quite the wildlife out this morning. He got shot down in a plane. You probably know the story from watching the movie trailers and whatnot. His plane went down, and he and two others were adrift for, what was it, 46, 48 days? Something unbelievable, because the previous record, or recorded record, I guess that's a bit redundant, isn't it? was 23 or 26 days. So by all rights, they shouldn't have survived at the ocean. And they got picked up by the Japanese and went to a couple of different prison camps. I won't ruin the story, but there's one character in there that just becomes his nemesis. And even after the war, he's plagued. He's got PTSD about this guy. I don't believe, because I haven't finished watching the movie, I've talked to others who have, the end of the book does not make it into the end of the movie, which I think just puts the exclamation point onto this story about how he finally came out of this darkness he had, and because his marriage was his suffering because of this trauma he suffered, his whole life was crumbling around him, and he came out of it. I'm sure Steve Webb would appreciate it if you've read the book too. So this one is one of those where I give the book a 10. I cannot rate the movie, but I would not give the movie a 10 based on the first half that I've seen. Because it skipped so much, I feel it lost some of the impact, the flavor, the emotion. And especially if it's missing the end, like the last couple chapters of the book, it's not even worth it. And then it's a story about a POW who survived, not the recovery that he had at the end, which I love that ending. I just love that ending. So I give this book a 10. Whether you listen to it or read it, go get it. So that means, see if I can find this, put the notes away.
There's that music again. That means that's all for this time. So let me tell you how to get in touch with me if you're so inclined. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com, where they've been since 2004. More general information about me is at Chuck Tomasi. I assume you can spell Chuck, right? But Tomasi is T-O-M-A-S-I, and there you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, books, career notes, and all that stuff. Some shows are recorded in the Binary Studio in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and the rest are recorded on my phone using Boss Jock. I'm sure you can tell the difference just by listening. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for 30 days, about this time each year, August. Thanks to my friend and coworker Craig Stepp for coming up with the idea in 2012. For more information about the Dog Days of Podcasting, head over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I give you a binary high five. 101.